Rescue operations are underway in Afghanistan as more avalanches hit the northeastern parts of the country. The Afghan army has appointed 1,000 soldiers to assist the rescue workers in avalanche-torn areas. Fallen trees and a deep snow blanket have blocked roads. Local emergency officials say the avalanches have buried homes, killing those trapped beneath. Now, they say heavy snowstorms have caused avalanches in the Panjshir province, bringing the total death toll to over 200. The continuing heavy snow since Tuesday has hampered rescue efforts. Authorities fear the toll will grow much higher. Let's get a quick update from Faiz Khurshid, who joins us now live from Kabul. Now, Faiz, just walk us through very quickly these rescue efforts that are underway and whether any foreign aid is being given to help with these efforts.
Kani's Afghan officials here in Kabul are telling us that rescue teams continue to dig inch by inch now in search for hundreds of people buried under snow. But some of these rescuers don't have right equipment to search through the rubble and snow. And those who have cannot reach to the affected areas because all routes are closed. So first they need to clear all way to Panjshir province. It's a small, remote and mountainous province. It has high mountain ranges with many narrow villages in the middle, so it's very hard for these Afghan troops to get to the affected areas. Now, the death toll has already reached around 204 northeastern provinces of Afghanistan, including Badakhshan, where no victims have been found. But according to Afghan government, digging continues there, so casualties are expected to significantly rise because hundreds of people are still missing in these provinces, particularly in Panjshir province. And now these incidents have greatly saddened the entire Afghan nation, and the Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani, is now visiting Panjshir province to see the damage caused by these avalanches. And those who survived in Panjshir, also in Badakhshan province, are saying that they have received no aid, no help, and no medicine, and no machinery to open the road so that they can get to the buried houses. And it's a sign of humanitarian crisis in these provinces. It is the heaviest snow these places have seen for decades, and now people in these provinces are leaving their homes because they cannot cope with this much snow. It's becoming very dangerous now.
All right, press news, Faiz Khurshid, they're reporting from the Afghan capital, Kabul. Faiz, thanks very much indeed. We'll obviously keep our viewers updated with the situation there in Afghanistan.